Welcome back to Round the Cauldron, where we talk theology, philosophy, and everyday life as a modern witch. Today, I wanted to discuss building relationships with deities, gods and goddesses. So if you're ready to hop into the show, grab some coffee, pull up a seat, and join me around the cauldron. So I have a few announcements before we hop into the topic. The first announcement is that next week there will not be a live stream for those watching on YouTube. I will be having a special guest on the podcast, and I will be speaking with Sebastian from the Affirmation to Manifestation podcast. He's going to be coming on and speaking about who he is, his life journey, and the law of attraction and how it works for him, and just some tips for anyone who wants to use the law of attraction who may not be familiar with it or know how. I also plan on asking some questions about the law of attraction because the law of attraction makes me uncomfortable. But I really look forward to that interview with Sebastian, and I hope you do as well. I also need to give my shout out to my patrons over on Patreon. Thank you so much for all of your support. Thank you, Jess, Rose, Renee, Holly, Blue, Hillary, Lee, Angie, Lelai, and Magical Crafting. I think I got all of you for once. I don't think I missed anybody. Okay, so in approaching this subject, building relationships with deities, building relationships with gods and goddesses, I need to be very clear that I approach this from a polytheistic point of view, a hard polytheistic point of view. I've spoken about the differences between hard polytheism and soft polytheism. I approach building relationships with deities in the fact that I believe each one is individual in their own right. I do not view gods and goddesses as archetypes. I do not view gods and goddesses as multiple facets of one particular higher being. They are individuals with their own likes, dislikes, and stories. So please keep that in mind as you either watch this video or listen to this podcast. If you have a different perspective or different beliefs on gods and goddesses, these things might not fit well with those beliefs. So building relationships with deities is kind of skimmed over, I think, in a lot of beginner pagan books. The question that I see asked most often is, how do I find my god? How do I find my matron or my patron, or connect with a god or a goddess? I think I'll talk about that in a different episode, or maybe just a little video or a blog post, because it's honestly, it's not that complicated for me. Short story, I believe the gods choose you. Now you can receive signs, or you can be drawn to a specific god or goddess, but I think if when you reach out to them, they can for sure tell you, no thanks. Like, I'll pass. I don't want to work with you. I don't want to be friends. I don't want to develop a relationship with you or anything like that. The gods have the final say, basically, on how far a relationship is taken after the initial introduction. So keep that in mind, too. But I'll talk about finding, quote-unquote, your god or your goddess in a different episode. I first want to discuss what I mean by building a relationship with a goddess. I'm just going to use the term goddess here, but you can insert god, deity, higher being, whatever term you want to use. Goddess is just easier for me because I worship Bridget. A relationship with a goddess is just like a relationship that you would have with anyone else. You know, you have your initial introduction. Hi, my name is Megan. How are you? this is who I am, this is what I do, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. It's kind of the same when introducing yourself to a goddess or a god. And there are different types of relationships that you can have with a god or goddess. It can be a symbiotic relationship, a give and take. You know, you give them offerings, they give you protection or knowledge or whatever they want to give you. It could just be one of friendship, like, hey, what's up? How are you? Here's a candle. I'm thinking about you. It could be one of service. A lot of us in the pagan community are in service to gods and goddesses. We do different acts and we behave a specific way, all in service to a god or goddess. For some people, that is joining the medical field, that is helping people, or volunteering in some form of charity. It just depends on the particular deity and what they require. But just like there are many different relationship types that a human can have with another human, there are different relationship types that a human can have with a deity. Now, I'm not going to get into romantic relationships because that is a whole thing that I'm not comfortable discussing. If I can find sources and other articles that discuss that, I'll leave it in the description and in the show notes, but read at your own risk. I've always been skeptical of things like god spousing, but I'm not going to discount it because I haven't experienced anything like that personally. So we can move on from there. When people ask about building relationships with gods or goddesses, or connecting with a god or goddess, or, you know, finding their god or goddess, there are a few different reasons why that might be. For some people, it could just be the excitement of something new, or they feel like something is missing. Especially if they are a new pagan, they might feel like they have to worship a god, or they have to honor a god, or they have to give offerings to a god or something because they're new. But the main reasons that I find people wanting to build relationships with deities is, one, the acts of service, like I already mentioned, two, for a method of just honoring and worshiping them, or three, a symbiotic relationship, a mutual exchange. For example, if you already have an established relationship with a deity and you need help with something, you would then be able to ask them and it wouldn't be rude, you know, because a lot of people, a lot of witches that I see in their spell work, if they view, this is complicated, because if they view deity as archetypes or just, you know, different facets of one being, they might feel okay calling on a deity that they don't have a working relationship with, that they've never introduced themselves to. For me, as a hard polytheist, that's a big no-no, because I'm not going to call on somebody and say, hey, you know, I have this thing that I need help with, will you help me, if they have no idea who I am. So it gets a little complicated there depending on what you believe. But for me, in my particular belief, you want to have introduced yourself to the god or goddess before you ask them for help. That's just polite. So once you've figured out your sort of why, your reason for wanting to connect with and build a relationship with a god or goddess, you can move on and get started. I'd like to think of the beginning stages as, you know, how you become friends with someone. You have the initial introduction. You approach and you say, hey, hello, hi, my name is Megan. I am doing XYZ. I enjoy XYZ. You know, the different ways that you would introduce yourself to someone. I think that it's good practice, though, before you even get to that point, to do some research on the god or goddess that you're wanting to connect with. I don't feel like it's a good idea to just go in and not know anything. You know, read their stories, read their mythology, read other people's experiences about working or honoring or serving that particular god or goddess before you go and introduce yourself. Because maybe the particular god or goddess doesn't like being approached. Maybe they prefer to seek out people on their own. I'll give an example of why it's a good idea to know who you're approaching before you approach them. If you approach, say, Hera from the Greek pantheon, and you have absolutely no desire to have children, you think marriage is just, you know, pointless and silly and a waste of time, it might not be a good idea to approach Hera and start to serve Hera, because Hera is a goddess of many things, and one of those things is marriage and faithfulness to your partner for, like, the long term. So that could turn out to be really bad for you. If you approach Hera and want to serve her and start that process, and one of her requirements of you is that you have to get married. You need to marry your partner, or you need to get ordained so that you can perform marriages. That might not sit well with you, but you've already promised to serve her. So what are you going to do? Are you going to break that promise? Or are you going to get uncomfortable and do something that you don't want to do because you already made a promise? You know, it gets a little sticky. So I think that you should always get to know who you're approaching before you actually approach them. So ways that you can get to know them include reading their stories, talking to them, and meditating and seeing if they have anything to say back to you. If you don't know how to get access to different mythology and folklore stories, I will leave a couple of links in the description and in the show notes for sacred texts and Dukis and any other freely available sources that I can find. I know there are a lot of paid sources, paid books, and things like that that you can read, but I always like to go back to the original source. So using, for example, Greek mythology, again, you would want to read like the Homeric hymns and the Odyssey. I'm not good on Greek, but all of that stuff is freely available on sacred texts. There's also theoi.com, I think. And those are very, very reputable sources as far as Irish or Celtic paganism goes. Sacred text has the Mabinogion, I think that's how you say that. There is also the Libor Gabala Aaron, the Wooing of Emmer. There are so many. So all of those links I'll leave in the description and in the show notes. The next thing that I recommend doing after you have sort of got to know them and introduced yourself to them is starting offerings and prayers. A lot of people in the pagan community have an issue with that word, prayer. And I will admit that for me, for a while, it sort of made me uncomfortable, but that is a shadow that I've been working on from my history with Christianity and the church. But it's a good idea to pray and to give offerings to these gods and goddesses. Now, these offerings can be physical. They can be, you know, wine or water or a burning candle or incense, but they can also be acts of service. They can be volunteering at a food bank. It can be creating something with your hands, painting or crochet or knitting or sculpting. It really just depends. And this is why it's important to get to know who you're approaching and who you're going to give offerings to, because you don't want to give an offering of roses, for example, to a god or goddess who absolutely hates roses, right? That's kind of insulting that you didn't know that before doing it. I have found, though, that an offering of fresh, clean water or an act of service, in my experience, is well received regardless of who I'm approaching. Many Irish gods and goddesses prefer wine or, not wine, whiskey or some sort of alcohol, because that was a big staple. They also enjoy dairy products, so cream or butter, real butter, not margarine, actual butter. But this is a good step to show that you're committed to the relationship, you're committed to being there, I guess, with this deity, and you're committed to the honor and service of them. And when you do this, in the future, they will be more likely to help you. Now, honoring, worshiping, working with, or being in service to a deity can be difficult, especially once you give yourself over and you sort of relinquish your control. That makes it sound bad. You put your life in their hands. They might turn your life upside down in order to mend, mold, and shape you for whatever purpose they deem necessary. So, you know, if they want you to be, I don't know, tougher, they might put you in a situation where that is required. So keep that in mind as well. That isn't always the case, but I have found that to be very common. And then if you don't have anything to physically give them, acts of service are always acceptable in my experience, because paganism is about doing the work. You can't just say, oh yeah, I'm a pagan and I honor and serve Brigid, and then not do anything. Paganism is about the work. You need to put in the work to be a person that god or goddess is proud of and is happy to have, basically, on their side. And acts of service, I find, are generally better, I guess, than a physical offering, because it requires you to do something. It requires a sacrifice on your part. Not necessarily a physical sacrifice. You know, I'm not asking you, or I'm not telling you to go sacrifice an animal or anything like that. But normally it requires a sacrifice of your time, your energy, and sometimes even your money. And I think that is something that is also important for people to know. When new pagans get into paganism and they decide that they want to be in service to a god or goddess, sometimes I don't think they realize how much work it is and what those deities may require of them. So I think it's important for people to know these things. And, you know, these are just from my own experience. If anyone else has different experiences or experiences that they want to share, if you're watching on YouTube, please feel free to leave them in the comments below. If you are listening to the podcast, reach out to me on social media or send me an email, because I like to hear those things. I like to get those different perspectives. And before we end this episode, I just have some final words of advice on building relationships with a god or goddess. The first one goes back to something that I've already said, in that I believe you have to get to know a god or a goddess before you can accurately and effectively communicate with them. You should know what they would send to you as signs and symbols and different things that sort of correspond with what that god or goddess stands for. Next, I want you to keep your expectations realistic. Today, we are constantly bombarded with fantastical images and expectations of how things like this should go because of books and movies, and even just the things that other pagans share online. They normally don't share the bad stuff, the times that they failed or the times that they messed up. They always share the good parts and the parts where the messages from their gods or goddesses came through very clear. That doesn't always happen, and that is not an expectation that I want everyone to have. I want you to have realistic expectations and, you know, adequate standards. Don't set the bar too high, but also don't set it too low. The next two that I have sort of go hand in hand. The first one is that relationships with gods and goddesses are just like any other sort of power dynamic relationship, you know, where one person holds more power than the other. They can be abusive and they can be unhealthy and they can be toxic. So keep that in mind. The chances of that happening, I don't know what they are. They're very slim, is in my experience, but it is possible. And then the next one is to know how to protect yourself, because not every god, goddess, or higher being is going to have good intentions. So definitely know how to protect yourself. Don't invoke or evoke anything that you're not able to then banish. And then lastly, some gods will want nothing to do with you, and that's okay. This goes back to having realistic expectations. Some people just aren't meant to work together, and the same thing goes for people and deities. Don't get discouraged if you're told no, or if you don't get an answer, or if you feel like you're being ignored. It might not be the right time, or you just might not be the right person for that deity to work with. So thank you all for being here for this video, this podcast episode today. It's short. It's interesting, I guess. It's something that I enjoy talking about, and I will probably revisit it, and I'll probably write an extremely long blog post about it. And I don't feel like I did this topic justice today, but it's been a very hectic couple of weeks. You know, if you've been here for a while or you follow me on social media, you'll know about the deaths that I've had in the family. And I was gone last week. I had to go fly 3,000 miles back home. So it's just been, it's been one. And I've been having some trouble sleeping. I've been riding very high on anxiety waves lately, and I've been dissociating more often, and it's just been chaotic. So I will revisit this topic again, but these are some basic starting points for building relationships with deities and sort of starting out in that aspect. And these tips, I guess, go for anyone, no matter where you are on your paganism journey. I guess if you're a new pagan, then they're good to know. If you are someone who is reaching out to another god or goddess and you didn't have a good experience the first time, maybe take these tips into account and let me know how helpful you think they are. And I will talk to you next time. Bye for now. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Round the Cauldron, where we talked about building relationships with gods and goddesses. I'll see you back here next week. Bye!